Michael Gove says groups which promote an ideology based on violence, hatred or intolerance will be denied funding. Former head of the British Army, Lord Dannett, was among those who signed an open letter warning the government not to use the issue for short-term advantage ahead of a general election.
It's not as contentious as perhaps we feared that it might have been. It's an issue that we need to confront so that our society can live in harmony with itself. There's a right to free speech, there's a right to protest, but there have to be limits.
Fewer middle-aged people are dying from cancer than at any point in 25 years, despite cases rising. Cancer Research UK says death rates among 35 to 69-year-olds are down because of things like screening, better treatment and fewer people smoking. A phone line for reporting police corruption and abuse is being rolled out across the UK from today after taking 3,000 calls in London in just 18 months. It'll be run by Crime Stoppers and will allow anonymous tip-offs about dodgy police officers. The boss of TikTok's vowing to fight back after American politicians voted to force the app's Chinese owners to sell it or face a US ban. They're worried about data getting into the hands of Beijing authorities. Chief executive Xu Chu had this message for TikTok users.
We will not stop fighting and advocating for you. We will continue to do all we can, including exercising our legal rights, to protect this amazing platform that we have built with you. We believe we can overcome this together.
John Lewis staff won't be getting a bonus despite the company returning to profit. It's announced it made £56 million before tax. And Dua Lipa, Coldplay, SZA and Shania Twain have been named as the headliners for this year's Glastonbury. Tickets for the festival sold out. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
A very good morning. Let's check out that weather for today, shall we? Now, top temperature is going to be 15 degrees. Now there is a promise of some sunshine poking through the clouds. Fingers crossed, should remain dry for most of the day.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of breakfast. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You got me for the next couple of hours here with Eat My Brunch. Got plenty of great music coming up and also the question of the day, plus my guests Francesca Spiteri and Bridget Holly. They're coming in to have a chat with us as part of our podcast actually on mental health and more. So we're going to be chatting about our grieving hearts, also about Butterfly Meadows, and Bridget is up for an award as well, which is amazing. So we're going to be talking lots and lots. I don't know, Francesca's doing some fundraising, doing a lot of walking at the moment, so we'll have a great chat with Bridget and Francesca when they're in at 11:30. Great to always have local content on the show, and it'll be good to see the girls in the studio. And now the question of the day. Wasn't too sure what to do for question of the day, but I thought we'll do this one. If you're with somebody, like if you've got a partner, okay, you've had this conversation where you've said, you know, if Keanu Reeves turned up on my front doorstep, hi Michelle, do you want to come in? Then you'd be off like a shot. You know the conversation. Or it could be, I don't know, if Marilyn Monroe came back to life and she on the door and said, Dave, we're off. You'd be gone. It's one of those. So who would it be for you? Who is the dream? And it wouldn't matter. You wouldn't even, it's not a conversation. It's one you go, yep, sorry, I'm off. See ya. If you're single, you'd be off anyway. But who would it be? That's the question of the day. Thought I'd do a little bit of a light, fluffy question of the day get you all thinking. And then we can see. I love looking. Because the thing is, it's weird, isn't it? We've all got different tastes. And it's some people you go, oh, no. And other people you go, oh, yeah, they're really nice. And it isn't about, I don't know. I mean, Brad Pitt would be the classic kind of, would he be? Or Jason Momoa? I don't know. For me, they're both handsome. They both come across really well. But then Hugh Jackman's lovely as well, and Keanu Reeves. They're not for Americans in that. We do have, like, Michael Fassbender over here. Tom Holland. bit young, really, for me. Although Bob met his dad, because Tom Holland's dad's a comedian, isn't he? Dominic Holland. He's been on TV for years. I mean, Tom Holland, that's not right. I mean, what is he, 23? I think he goes out with Zendaya, doesn't he? Yeah, from who's in June. Spider-Man, he'd have a good job picking me up and taking me anywhere, I can tell you. I think the old spidey web would snap. People are like, oh, never mind. As I fall down the side of a building. Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to have a think. You have a think as well, I'll have a think. You let me know on Facebook, in my brunch, or Michelle Ward Music, or Michelle Ward. Just check me out across Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. You will find me, and you can also send me a message on Messenger on Facebook, and do a voice note if you like as well. That'd be nice. Now, I have had probably about an hour and 25 minutes sleep. I could not sleep. If you suffer with insomnia, I just feel, you know, and I'm getting worse with my sleep. I woke up this morning and I look dreadful. But the thing was, this is what happened this morning. So I actually got out of bed at 5. I was so fed up. It was at 4:30 actually. Got out of bed, went downstairs, and I thought, look, I've tried to go to sleep. I can't sleep. My brain is racing. And what it is, it's your body's tired, but your brain won't shut down properly. It won't shut, so that's why you can't sleep. So I went downstairs and I made myself a cup of coffee, decaf, and a bit of toast. One bit of toast, and I sat there and I just put the TV on for a little bit. I thought, right, okay, now go back to bed. Then you should, you know, the warm drink and a bit of toast might help. So I got into bed and I thought, okay, and then I did fall asleep. I mean, I put the alarm on for 7. But what happened this morning really, it frightened me. I woke up and I had pins and needles all down my leg, my arm, and my other arm. And I sort of went, and I threw myself out of bed. You know when you're sort of a bit wobbly, but it wasn't in my foot. It was in my leg and my arm. And it's like really, like my arm, they've gone dead feeling. But prickly from the pins and needles, sort of as soon as I moved, sort of kicked in. And what it was is I'd laid on my arms. I'd laid on my front and put my arms underneath me. I don't know how I managed to get in that position. And I cut the blood off. So I jumped out of bed and all of a sudden I'm going to myself, right, grab your phone because this is serious, you know, this is serious. In my head, I was saying to myself, calm down, you've got to think what you're doing, get your phone, you've got to get, you know. And then as I sort of stood there and I calmed down, then I got all that horrible, do you know when you get all the, when you've slept on your arm and you go, oh, and you get all the tingling, it goes really tingly. And I was like standing there shaking my arms and my legs. But it was on both things. And what I'd done, you know, like a little baby dinosaur, like a Tyrannosaurus Rex, the way they have their arms. I'd slept with my arms like that underneath me. Like a little, well, not like a little Patronus, but you know what I mean? That's what my arms were like. So I'd crushed my own arms. With my leg, I don't know what I'd done with that. That was up at a strange angle. That was up at a strange angle. Yeah, frightened the life out of myself this morning. So I'm very tired. But I don't know. I say I'm very tired. I probably won't be till about 2 or 3 o'clock. You know. And I didn't fall asleep yesterday afternoon. There's no reason. It's just one of those things. I think it's called getting old, isn't it? You can fall asleep at Christmas time with everybody in the room enjoying Christmas dinner. I fell asleep on the sofa after dinner in front of everybody and I was snoring terribly. Christ knows what else I was doing. But yeah, I fall asleep at the drop of the hat in the daytime, but not so much at night. So are you having the same problems? Let me know.
Patience feels like I've been waiting for a lifetime for lightning to strike me. The signals, hoping that you'll find me. I don't need the details, you don't need to tell me. It's like I already know where you'll be. You and me, we were lovers in a crossfire, slow dancing in the midnight glow. I wanna hold you for a lifetime. We're always
crossroad, dancing in the midnight glow. I wanna hold you for a lifetime, for all we know. These are familiar places.
Story running out of heartbeats out on February 2024. Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Phoenix FM.
Yeah, I appeared in the studio today. Well, it got to the door and then I quickly rushed into the lav. But let me finish what I'm going to say. To put my makeup on, I had 1,000 of makeup on this morning. I didn't want to frighten my guests when they come in. I do like to put a bit of makeup on, a bit of red, as I said, a bit of red lippy, a bit of mascara, a bit of blusher, and quite a bit of foundation at the moment. Then I look like myself. I'm wearing black today, so I look very drawn. Yeah, very drawn, as my mum would say. I'm addicted at the moment to hummus. Do you know, I ate hummus yesterday for lunch. I was out yesterday afternoon with Joshua, had a great musical session. Some of that work is up online if you want to have a look at it. But again, I bought some falafels. And do you know what? I put a little falafel in the hummus to scoop a bit out. And I was so thirsty that when I tried to swallow it and I hadn't bitten off a big lump, I sort of went, and I was like, oh my God. I'm going to end up choking on a falafel. I mean, what a way to go. And I had to quickly swig some diet fizz down my neck to get rid of it. got really trapped. I must have it a bit dry. I do like a falafel. I used to do that years ago, get falafels and then dip them in hummus. It's quite nice. I need something like beetroot, beetroot with chilli on it or something to cut through it. But do you know what? At the moment, I'm addicted to it. I was looking on TikTok and we've got quite a lot of recipes for vegan steak, which is a massive slab of cauliflower. Yeah. I might try it. It's not steak, though. And I'm trying for all. But in some people's world, you never shine at all.
These roads of flames are catching a fire. Ah. Showed you I loved you, you called me a liar. Oh, no, 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 no. Baby, tell me where you gone, gone, gone. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you hit me, better do right. And I've been gone too long. And I'm hoping that you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Princess, I've been on my own, on, on. But we ain't never left alone, alone, alone. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something before they lose their soul. Oh, no, no, no. Freedom is the road. Oh, no, no, no. Coming in from the cold. Tell them not to sell it. It's worth more than gold. And guiltiness will catch them in the end. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They'll try to manipulate you through your pockets. Now you're caught.
is a classic. Patrice Rushen with Forget Me Not. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch.
Phoenix FM travel news.
All right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you this morning. It was nice and clear on the M25 driving in this morning. Let's see if it's still the same. Now, Brook Street roundabout is fine. Heading down from Brook Street towards Lakeside, it's a clear run and coming back through the tunnel. And if you're heading up towards the M11 turn-off, that is clear. A12, no issues. That's running pretty nicely as well. And Wilson's Corner, a tad busy, but nothing too major at the moment. B186 looks like there might be some works there before the station and by Woodman Road. I don't know what's happened. It's just got a little... let's have a look. Yeah, there might be some temporary lights there. Not too sure. There is a little red dot appearing. Can't see any other problems on the roads at the moment. That's looking pretty clear. More traffic and travel in an hour.
Take a drive out to the beach. The ocean's my only real friend. Saturdays are for going out and losing out on sleep. So Sundays I spend the day in bed. Why am I wasting my time looking for the next high? If there's happiness here, what's the cost? What's the point of these nights or these whiskeys on ice if I wake up a little more lost? And here we go. Down, you turn the other cheek. It's like you just can't ever get enough. So why am I wasting my time looking for the next high? If there's happiness here, what's the cost? What's the point of these nights or these whiskeys on ice if I wake up a little more lost? Here we go. If I wake up a little more lost.
Hi, I'm Daniel, and I like local radio because it supports local, independent, unsigned artists.
I felt listening to I thought it was Kenny Loggins. Listening to that, I thought I was getting ready to go boxing or something. Do you know what I mean? When you get that thing, you go, right, I'm going to get myself fit. I'm going to get boxing. I'm going to get that man. And not literally with boxing, but, you know, when they do that bit when they turn their lives around and then they have, like, a magazine thing of, like, you running or hopping upstairs. Or you've got a towel around your neck and you're doing press-ups or something. I don't know, those sort of things. You know, I can't remember what they call them in film, but it's a bit in the film where the main character go, right, okay, danger zone, and they'll get all, you know, dressed up and kind of off they go. We're going to be ready for the fight. We're going to be ready for that band or that dance or whatever. You know, a bit like Footloose. I haven't seen that for a long time. I did watch, what's that Bruce Willis film? Oh, no, how could I forget? I can see it in my mind. I keep doing this. Bruce Willis. And I've forgotten the film, the creepy one where he's, I see dead people. Sixth Sense, that one. I watched that a couple of months ago, actually. It's still a really good film. Very good film. When I was at the cinema watching it, I watched it at the cinema when it came out, very long time ago. And I kind of guessed. But it's still a good film. Sad, in a way. Because the love and everything, and it's the end. Oh, no, I can't. No, I mustn't do that. But, yeah, I enjoyed that one. I like Bruce Willis anyway, because every... When it gets to Christmas, you know, it doesn't matter where I am. Normally I'm on my own. I'm sort of not saying I'm on my own all over Christmas. I'm just saying I'd be sat there with maybe some nibbles, glass of wine, and then I go, right, Die Hard 1. Put the Die Hard... No, weather outside is right. Well, that might be Die Hard 2. And then Die Hard 3. Then Die Hard 4. Five I didn't really like. I think it's five, isn't there? Yeah, no, wasn't that keen. But 1, 2, 3 are good. In fact, I think it's the first... Is it the first one? Yeah, the first one I really like because it's got that actor from Harry Potter in it. So I like him. And I can't even think of his name. Alan Rickman, that was it. He was brilliant in it. So I really liked that. Yeah. Enjoyed that one. So, yeah, that's my... I don't know why. They're always known as Christmas films, aren't they? Seems such a long time ago, doesn't it, now? We're nearly, what, three months in from Christmas. It's already March. March the 14th. Now, it's March, but this song isn't out till the 1st of April. But if you love it, I'm going to be playing it. It's a great song. It's by Ed Rome, and this is called The Vendetta. We've got it early. Thanks for sending it in, Ed. It's brilliant. Classy. And he's a Essex boy, too.
Yeah. When you fall ill,
Marcy. How did he hit that? That's up there somewhere. That he's got such a range on him. He really has. Just to give you a little bit of a description of Ed, he's about 6'4", long hair, plays guitar, plays bass, plays drums, plays harmonica, plays any instrument, basically, bongos, yeah, tambourine, double bass. Yeah, sickening. Sickening when you get that much talent, but there we go. Well, you're not meant to say that. You're meant to say it's wonderful. You'd say it about Jacob Collier. He's got a brand new track out at the moment, but I don't think it's on the system. But I might just see if I can get... might see if one of our lovely presenters will send it to me. Because it is... There's some vocal sort of stuff on there that is absolutely like, what is happening? What is happening? I've been watching it on TikTok, and it's just incredible. The voices and the harmonies and... Oh. So if you've not heard of Jacob Collier, go and check him out online. He's kind of, I think a lot of people have heard of him, obviously, but he's so well known in the music industry. But I don't think he's kind of gone into, what did I say, mainstream, like chart hits. I don't know. He's not, it's not that, he's not like a Beyonce type person, because it's a different, I think, a different genre of music, I think. But he, I mean, he's a superstar. He is a superstar. He's amazing. Just so, so talented. 10:40. Let's do the events.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Yeah, I don't know why I keep shouting out the time like that. I can't help myself. 10:40. Right, here we go. Now, you've got, I think it's Farr's Requiem and Rutter's Gloria at the Emmanuel Church on Saturday the 16th of March. Brentwood Choral Society will be performing the ever-popular Beautiful Requiem plus Gloria by John Rutter, as well as other known works. Professional baritone Alistair Merry will be performing solos. Refreshments are available at the interval, and it's only £12 in advance, £15 on the door, 7:30pm start, and you can find more details on our website.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase, all the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine working out Photoshop, we know that this ain't real, come on now make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up, cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, hey. I'm bringing booty back. Go ahead and tell them skinny bitches that. No, I'm just playing, I know y'all think you're fat. But I'm here to tell you, every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, because you know I'm all about that bass.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Phoenix FM.
Things you forget to say. Don't blow it away.
now. My guest coming up at 11:30 is going to be, or my two guests are going to be Francesca Spiteri, who is one of the founders of Butterfly Meadows, and also Bridget Holly of Bennett Funeral Homes, Bennett Funerals, not Homes, here in Brentwood. Good morning, Jane, if you're listening. They're both part of Our Grieving Hearts, and the interview will be part of our Mental Health Matters podcast. So it'd be great to see the girls and have a chat, lots to chat about, and lots of helpful advice as well. That's all coming up at about 11:30, if I can put my teeth in and get my words out. You know what? I still haven't gone to the dentist. Talking about teeth, I need to find myself an NHS dentist, but I think that's hardly unlikely as I got booted off from my other one. But I've got a hole in my tooth. And I know what's going to happen. I'll leave it and I'll leave it until it crumbles, and then I'll end up in pain. Because at the moment I'm going, oh, maybe the nerve's dead. It's probably not dead. It's there. It's there just waiting for that little bit more of a tooth to come away. And then you know what it's like when you get toothache. Remember as a kid you used to get toothache a lot, didn't you? Well, I suppose your teeth were, you know, coming through and everything. I still got a milk tooth at the front. Yes, a milk tooth. I won't tell you how old I am. But I'm a little bit too old. I thought if my other tooth fell out, if the milk tooth fell out, the other one would come through. And I remember saying that to the dentist even a couple of years ago, and they went, that's not going to happen. I said, yeah, but if this one falls out, the other one would come. They went, no, not at your age, it won't. No. And I went, but it might. And they went, no, it will not come through. It will not come through. So my other tooth is up in my roof of my mouth. I can't, there's a lump there with where you can't feel the tooth's underneath it, and it's always been there. So what they should have done is when I was probably, I don't know, 10 or 11, when they realised that tooth wasn't going to go, they should have pulled out the milk tooth and then put a little chain, is what they do, is put a little chain on the tooth that's impacted, and then they pull it down. And well, they do it bit by bit. They kind of do it with like a brace type thing, and they just tighten it and bring it down. So, yeah, if that goes, I don't know what I'm going to do, because they won't be able to put a false tooth in, because I've got it's a palaver. When I went to get my teeth done, they said, oh, no, you can't just put another tooth in place because you've got a tooth up above it. I went, oh. And they thought, if we do damage that, it could damage the rest of your teeth. And I was like, And they said, you have to have an operation. So we have to cut the roof of your mouth and take that tooth out. I was sat there thinking, I don't want a palaver like that on my age. I don't want all that.
Hey, turn on, kids. This is Ashley from Freak Power, and you're listening to Michelle Ward and Eat My Brunch.
Best voiceover, that is, along with this one.
I love local radio because it's radio.
And this one.
And it's local.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. Stay tuned.
Your mind that you've gone beyond a reasonable doubt.
power turn on tuning cop out. Fancy being able to write a song like that. It's a classic, absolute classic. Now, I interviewed him the other day, Jay Cass, and also Bajinda, and the interview is now up online. This is their track called Can I Live, featuring Brianna Marin.
I don't want to cry no more. Tired of what I've been seeing on my TV screen.
Toes down, waving my crown, hearing that sound, you know who it is, as I navigate streets, my drip so neat, I'm so unique, you know who it is, I'm Chef City's finest, bars like the Midas, call me your highness, you know where the shine is, I'm hooked on game, method bring pain, injecting out your system, a brand new strain, man's got fire, man's got flames, yesterday is gone, today I'm not the same, they tried to put me down, so then I made a raise, and raised me sent up from cradle to grave. Work smart, play hard, doing my thing. Tech charge, text hard, busting my sling. David bus Goliath, and then Goliath fell. I guess it's just the way that it goes down and that is hell. Listen.
I don't wanna cry no more. Tired of what I've been seeing on my TV screen.
Flowing, I keep my mind right, my ideas never falling. Making dreams real, you can feel me and JKS. Bringing the best so quick, so fast, as you know this mind's fresh. São mais de mil vontades, mais de mil capacidades. Realidades mil, que real são mais de mil atividades. Planto ideias novas, vejo hoje flores desabrochar. Um novo dia nunca deixa de buscar o seu luar. Mundo é belo, é bailarina, gira com magia, gia. E eu virei o passo, então criei o tal patinha, tinha. Fortaleci-me, disse o mundo, I am a great B. Fui guilhotina, peço game, Santos lá o fim. Vim agora com revolta, dei a volta à cruz. Disse mui a Nick, disse winner, sai que eu logo fiz.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.